This is Akashvani, the news read by Valsa Williams. Both houses of parliament have been adjourned for the day following opposition parties' protest over various issues, including NEET paper leak case and student protests. When the Lok Sabha assembled after the second adjournment at 2 p.m., the opposition again started sloganeering over the NEET issue. Amid uproar, the House passed a resolution to suspend Trinamool Congress MP Kalyan Banerjee for the rest of the monsoon session. Presiding Officer Krishna Prasad Tenneti said Kalyan Banerjee made objectionable and unparliamentary remarks targeting women MPs, which was formally brought to the notice of the chair. Minister of State for Parliamentary Affairs Arjun Ram Meghwal moved the resolution, which was passed by voice vote. As the ruckus continued, the presiding officer adjourned the House till tomorrow. Earlier, speaking in the House, Parliamentary Affairs Minister Kiran Rijiju said the government is fully prepared for a discussion on the NEET paper leak issue. The minister said any discussion in the House must be conducted under established rules.
Sarkar, NEET paper leak.
The government is fully prepared to discuss the NEET paper leak issue. I request that the Honorable Speaker discuss with the floor leaders of all parties and decide when the discussion should take place, how long it should continue, and under which rule it should be conducted. The government is completely ready to discuss the NEET paper leak issue.
The Rajya Sabha also witnessed similar scenes. When the House reassembled after the third adjournment at 3 p.m., the opposition parties protested over the NEET and other issues. Deputy Chairman Harivansh said the government is ready for discussion on the NEET issue and the opposition should cooperate in running the House. Speaking in the upper house, Parliamentary Affairs Minister Kiran Rijiju accused the Congress Party of creating obstacles in conducting the discussion in the House by imposing new conditions. Amid uproar, the Deputy Chairman adjourned the House till tomorrow. Defence Minister Rajnath Singh has expressed concern over the ongoing protests in Delhi, saying the centre is deeply sensitive to the sentiments and concerns of the youth and is ready to listen and address every concern raised by students. Mr. Singh was talking to media in New Delhi.
It is deeply unfortunate that some people are trying to use the students and youth of our country as political tools to serve their own political interest. Under the leadership of Prime Minister Narendra Modi, our government is fully committed to fulfilling the aspirations of students and young people and ensuring their welfare. Listening to every concern of students and addressing them is the responsibility of all of us.
The BJP has condemned Leader of Opposition Rahul Gandhi's sit-in outside the gate of the Prime Minister's residence yesterday without permission and termed it irresponsible. Talking to media in New Delhi, BJP MP Ravi Shankar Prasad said, despite knowing the dignity associated with the Prime Minister's residence, Mr. Gandhi displayed irresponsible conduct. The BJP MP stressed the importance of security protocols, stating that the Prime Minister's security is of paramount importance. In Kashmir, a policeman was killed today in a terrorist attack at the Lal Chowk area of Anantnag district. According to senior police officials, security forces immediately cordoned off the entire area after the attack and a search operation is underway to apprehend the terrorists. Lieutenant Governor Manoj Sinha and Chief Minister Omar Abdullah paid tributes to the slain policeman and assured that those responsible will be brought to justice. The Delhi High Court today sought responses from the Centre and Delhi Police on alleged use of excessive force against protesters marching to Parliament on Monday. A bench of Chief Justice D.K. Upadhyay and Justice Tejas Karia directed the authorities to preserve all relevant records in relation to the police action, including CCTV camera footage and videography. The matter would be heard next on the 11th of September this year. Railway Minister Ashwini Vaishnav today said rail safety has been strengthened through modern technology, infrastructure and enhanced maintenance. In a written reply in the Lok Sabha today, Mr. Vaishnav said the expenditure on safety-related activities has increased from around 39,000 crore rupees in 2013-14 to over 1,20,000 crore rupees in 2026-27. And with that, we end this news bulletin.